The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Beis, tells us that if a person hurts someone else, and besides for paying him for damages that come along with this chavala, to come along with this damage that you caused him, there's another aspect to this hezek, and that is that the person who hurt his friend has to ask mechila, has to mefayas him, has to appease him, and try to get him to forgive him for what he did. So this is the halacha of mechila, that you're supposed to mevakish mechila, you're supposed to ask forgiveness for a person that you wronged, a person that you hurt. And this is separate from any monetary obligation that applies to a person who's chayvel in his friend, to a person who hurts his friend. And the Gemara tells us, and this is also gepaskin to the Rambam, that if a person does, in fact, come to you and ask you to be meichel him, and he comes sincerely, then a person should be meichel. And if you're not meichel, we consider you an achsar, a person who is an achsar, who's a cruel person. Because a person who comes sincerely to you, asking for forgiveness, you really should grant him this mechila. And this is the Gemara. And the Rambam actually tells us something interesting, and this is quite well known, where the Rambam says that if a person who caused someone humiliation, who caused someone to be hurt, comes and asks him for mechila, then he should be meichel, and if not, he's an achzer. But if he refuses to be meichel, the person should come again and ask a second time for mechila. And if he still refuses to grant him the mechila, he should come a third time. But after a third time, says the Rambam, if you come three separate times asking for mechila, and the person nevertheless does not grant you this mechila, you don't have to ask anymore, and the chet, the aveira, now lies by the victim, by the original victim who is refusing to be meichel. He's now the chayte, because he wasn't meichel. And therefore the Rambam says, you're mekayim, you're chiv, you came three separate times asking for mechila, he didn't acquiesce, therefore the chet is with him, it's not with you, and you don't have to ask him again. As I state in Rambam. Now there's a little bit of a problem with this, because I understand why we consider this person to be perhaps a cruel person, because he's refusing to give you a mechila. But lemaisa, if in fact the way to rectify what you did is, besides for any payment, you have to be mefayasim, you have to get a mechila, because all dinim bein adam l'chaveri require the mechila, then the question is, so where did that chiyuv mechila go after three times? Lemaisa, you didn't get mechila. You did something to hurt someone else. You did something perhaps to humiliate someone else. You did something that was a clear violation of dinei baram l'chaveri. You need mechila. So what happens after three times where all of a sudden we say you don't have to ask anymore, your din is complete? You didn't get a mechila l'maisa. You didn't appease him. You didn't have a mechila. And therefore, where did that chiv go? So some of the paiskim explain this Rambam, this halacha, based on a very well-known piece from Rishol Salanter. Rishol Salanter has the famous piece where he says that in certain cases in the Gemara and Bamitzia, the Gemara tells, the Mishnah says, that if a person did something, he perhaps reneged on a deal, that in certain cases, in Chesh Mishpat, he's off the hook. He's potter, he has no obligations. However, Ein loya love ela tarumus. The person could have tarumus. The person who got wronged, he could have tainus. Ein loya love tarumus. So Rishol Salanter says, what is the Mishnah trying to teach us? Just say, he's potter from paying him. He's allowed to back out on him. He's allowed to mess the guy over. What does it mean, ein loya love ela tarumus? Says Rishol Salanter, there are dinim to tarumus. There are certain cases where you rightfully have tarumus. You rightfully have the ability to have tainus on your friend. And without these specific scenarios in which we say that you're allowed to have tarumus, you're not allowed to have tarumus. Tarumus is a din. There's a din tarumus. Certain times, a person was wronged, and Taka was wrong, so he has a right to have tainus. If you weren't wronged in these specific cases, if you're not part of the general category of tarumas, then you have no right to have tarumas. Says Rabbi Yisrael, that's what we're saying over here in the Mishnah. In these cases, he's allowed to back out on the deal, he's allowed to mess you over, he's allowed to renege on the deal, but you could have tarumas. Ein le'elav ela tarumas. You're allowed to have tarumas because he taka wronged you. And you need a mechila. In those cases, you need a mechila. So based on this idea from Yisrael Salanter, that there are dinim to the tarumas and when you're allowed to have tainus and when you're not allowed to have tainus, that could be the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying, if a person wronged someone else, and he now comes to ask for mechila, you should try to grant him the mechila. If he comes sincerely, grant him the mechila, and if not, you're an achsar. You're acting like a cruel person. However, if he comes three separate occasions, and you still don't grant him the mechila, he doesn't have to be asked for mechila anymore. Why? What happened to the mechila? The answer is, now there's no din, tarumis. Now he has no right, halachically, to have tainus on you. And therefore, you don't have to ask mechila. The whole reason why you have to ask mechila in the first place was because there are cases where he has a right to have tainus. In some scenarios, the guy is rightfully upset at you. You did something wrong to him, you hurt him, you embarrassed him, whatever you did. There are certain cases where he is allowed to have tainus. In those cases, you have to mefayis him, you have to ask mechila. But if you did nothing wrong, there's no din mechila. So if you came three separate times, the din tarumis is up. That din dissipates. You have no right anymore to have tarumis, and therefore he doesn't have to come to you for ask for mechila because he has no right to have tainus on you anymore. So that's l'chayr the pshat in the Rambam. Why after three times a person doesn't anymore have to seek forgiveness from the person that he wronged. There's a very basic machlekes between Reb Itzla Paterberger and Chaznish and Reb Yisrael Salanter regarding this chiv of mechila, of being mefayis your friend when you cause him harm, when you embarrass him, when you wrong him. And the machlekes is regarding the saying of amoichliyu. When a person asks for mechila and you say amoichliyu, is it a valid mechila if you don't mean it sincerely when you say that you're meichel? If you say, I'm meichel you, and in your heart you still harbor some ill will, you still have some tainus, does the mechila kick in? Is it an effective mechila or not? This is a machlekes between Reb Itzla and many of the other acharim. Reb Itzla's shita is, it's a valid mechila. Why? There's a concept called dvorim shebelev einam dvorim. Says Reb Itzla, if I say the words amaychiyu, then even if in my heart I don't mean it sincerely, it's a valid mechila. Because we don't consider that which is in your heart to be reckoned with lahalacha. We only reckon with what you actually utter, what you actually articulate. And since what you articulated was a valid mechila, we disregard what is in the deep recesses of your heart, and therefore what we consider al pi halacha is a full mechila, and therefore you have been meichelim, and you cannot consider afterwards the fact that in your heart you didn't really mean the mechila sincerely. And says Reb Itzla, it's like the case of a person who sells a property to someone else, makes a valid kinyan, and in his heart he only had a condition that he was only selling it because he thought he was moving to Eretz Yisrael. So the halacha is dvorim shebelev einam dvorim. A person has one thing in his heart, but we don't consider it lahalacha if he says something else. And since what you articulated was, I'm selling you the house unequivocally, and you made a ma'aseh kinyan, so in spite of the fact that in your heart you only sold it because you thought you were moving to Eretz Yisrael, we disregard that which was in your heart. Dvorim shebelev einam dvorim. We look at what you actually concretize with your words, what you actually verbalized with your words, what you actually articulated, and since what we saw was a valid ma'aseh kinyan, it's a valid ma'aseh kinyan, and we disregard what was in your heart. Midas says it's the same thing when it comes to a mechila. If you say amoichliyu, that is a valid mechila, in spite of the fact that perhaps in your heart you didn't truly mean it. However, the Chazon Ish and Reb Yisrael Salanter both disagree, and they say that no, if you are moichel the person, but in your heart you don't mean it sincerely, you're not truly moichel him because you still harbor ill will and you still have feelings of animosity towards him, that is not a valid mechila, it's not an effective mechila. And l'chayra, the reason why they hold that there's no concept of dvarim shebelev as it applies to the concept of mechila is because there's a very well-known Rabbi Kiva Eger that could be applied to this particular question. And that is the Rabbi Kiva Eger that discusses Bittul Chametz. There's a well-known kasha of the Ran. The Ran says, why do we have to undergo the process of Bdikas Chametz before Pesach to get rid of the Chametz? Why don't we just feel that it's adequate to be Mevatel et Belev? Be Mevatel et Belev, do Bittul Chametz, and there will be no need to go ahead and be Boidik for Chametz after the Bittul. Since Bittul completely dissolves any responsibility of Chametz, because you've been Mevatel it already, so who cares if there's some Chametz in your drawer? Once you're Mevatel it, you shouldn't have to be Boidik it, because it doesn't belong to you anymore. You're already Mevatel it, you already were Mafkert, it's already not yours, so why do you have to go ahead and be Boidik? So the Ran says, because we have a concern that if a person's mevatel the chametz in his heart, he might not truly be sincere about the bittul. And since he might not be sincere about the bittul, it won't be a valid bittul. And that's why we have to be boiting the chametz to make sure that there's no chametz actually in your possession and you physically rid yourself of all chametz that has been in your domain throughout the year. As I zogt, the Ran asks Rav Kiveger, what happened to the concept of Dvarim Shuleiman and Dvarim? We should still suffice with Bittul, and once he's Mevatlit, that should be enough, and it should work in spite of the fact that in his heart he didn't mean it. Because Dvarim Shuleiman and Dvarim, we'll disregard the fact that in his heart he meant something else, he didn't mean it sincerely. And since he said the words of Bittul, that should suffice. And Frecht Rabbi Kiveger, why don't we say Dvarim Shmulei Venom Dvarim? What's Pshat in the Ran where he says that the Bittul won't be effective since you might not mean it sincerely? Even if you didn't mean it sincerely, since you said the words of Bittul, Dvarim Shmulei Venom Dvarim. So what's Pshat in the Ran? So Rabbi Kiveger says a tremendous yesoy to answer this question. Says Rabbi Kiveger, that which we say Dvarim Shmulei Venom Dvarim is when we have something, a din that's totally in a maisa. For instance, a sale. The Gemara in Kedusha Mem Tes is talking about a sale. I sell a piece of land to you, and in my heart, I only sold it because I thought I was going to Eretz Yisrael. So over there we say Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim. We disregard what was in your heart. We look at what we actually saw, because over there the din is a Maisa Mechir, which is totally in what you actually do. It's totally an actual Maisa. And since Mitzad the Maisa, we saw a clear Mechiro, so the Mechir is valid in spite of the fact that in your heart you had something else in mind. Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim, we don't look at the Dvarim Shebelev, we look at what you actually did. However, Zokt B'Kiveger, a tremendous Yisai. By Bittul Chametz, the entire din of Bittul is totally in your lev. Bittul means you have to vatal believe. We want you to disregard it in your lev. And since the entire din is totally in the lev, in that case, we don't say Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim. We can't disregard what's in your lev. Over there, we have to reckon with what is in your lave, because the entire din is totally in your lave. And since the din of Bittul is totally in the lave, if you had in mind an insincere Bittul, it's not a valid Bittul, and therefore the Bittul is not effective in spite of the fact that you verbalize the words that you're being mevatel the chametz. So that's the Yisrael of Kiveger. That even though there's a concept of Dvarim Shalev in a Dvarim, we disregard what's in your lave, we look at what you actually did. That's only when the din is totally in the maisa. When it's totally in what you physically did, then we can disregard what's in your lave. But if the din is totally in your lave, avada, we have to look at your lave. We have to look at what you were thinking and what you meant, even though you perhaps said or acted differently. Mamela, that's the pshat over here in the Chazon Ish and in the Reb Sof Salanter. When someone comes for a mechila, because he hurt you, he damaged you, he embarrassed you, he did something that was a violation of a din of bin adam l'chaveiroi. And you say, amoichu you, but you don't really truly mean it. In your mind, there are still ill will feelings, there are still feelings of animosity that you have towards this person. But you verbalize the words of the mechila. Is that considered a valid mechila? So Reb Itzel says, Dvarim Shebelev Venom Dvarim, it is a valid mechila because you said amoichu you. However, the Chazon Ish and Reb Sof Salanter say it's not a valid mechila because in your heart you didn't mean the mechila. So we asked, Dvarim Shebelev Venom Dvarim, we should disregard what's in his lev. The answer is that no. Based on Reb Kiveger, it all makes sense. since Mechila is totally in the lave, it's a din of the lave that you have to be Meichel. So it's not totally in what you physically do on the, as an outward appearance. It's totally in what you meant. If you were sincere with your Mechila, since over here the din is totally in the lave, we don't say Dvarim should believe in Dvarim, we have to look at what's in your lave. And since over here you didn't mean it sincerely, it's not a valid Mechila. And you have to be mefais, and again, you have to get a valid and sincere mechila from the person. So that's the hezber machlekes between Reb Itzla and the Chaznish and the Reb Sos Lanter as to whether a mechila that's verbalized but not meant sincerely is considered a valid mechila in Hilchus Bin Olam L'Chaveru.